It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Tuesday morning. Birthday for Nikki Topper Hedden, drummer for The Clash. And birthday today for him, turned 68 years old today. Clash was a volatile band, and it sort of imploded toward the end, but for a while, was the only band that matters. It was the slogan. And he didn't do a lot of the songwriting for The Clash, but did write and essentially play everything on that song we heard. I believe The Clash's biggest hit in the U.S. chart-wise, Rock the Cashbox, went to number 8. And he programmed all his stuff and did the drums and wrote the lyrics, and that was his tune. Didn't do a lot of writing, but the one he did, it worked out okay. 68 years old today for Topper Hedden, the drummer from The Clash. Thanks so much for joining us. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show, running through hour one of three on this Tuesday morning across the state of Michigan. You can find me on Twitter if you like, at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. I pulled this, as I mentioned earlier in the hour. I do read the Chicago Tribune on a daily basis still, having been born and bred in the Chicago area, up here in Michigan for nearly 8 years now, in fact, and here at Hillsdale College, where I teach. And I always, usually at least a couple times per show, or at least once a show. Obviously, when I host, I don't speak for the college. I speak for myself. Okay. This story from the Tribune, though, gives you an insight as to what's happening in some of these so-called sanctuary cities, the self-declared sanctuary cities declared by the mayor and the power brokers in the cities, but not the actual citizens. And this is happening in New York City. This is happening quite a bit in Chicago and all across the city, not in any specific, you know, little locations. In Chicago, it's happening on the South Side, which is a big African-American community, happening on the West Side, which is a big Hispanic community. It's happening on the Northwest Side, which is a which is the white portion of town, especially the far Northwest Side. That's where we go for this story. This is what's actually happening on the ground as the debate continues about these cities being sanctuary cities and what to do with the migrants being bused there from Texas by Governor Abbott. And the mayors are freaking out. Mayor, well, former Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago, now Mayor Johnson in Chicago, and the Mayor Adams in New York. They get 2,000, 3,000 people and don't know what to do. And you think about the thousands upon thousands that have come across the border into Texas. They've got to deal with it alone. Anyway, in Chicago, far Northwest Side neighbors bitterly shouted down city officials and each other during a divisive meeting on a plan to house hundreds of migrants at Wilbur Wright College. It was hosted inside the same gymnasium into which the city's asylum seekers could be moved as early as Saturday this past weekend. Standing room only. One of the most contentious moments unfolded when a man approached the microphone and stated, "They don't belong here. They'll be bringing disease into the neighborhood." The alderman asked him to be respectful. The next speaker raised fears over what would happen if the migrants were to arrive at Wright College but didn't return there at night. They'd just be roaming the neighborhood. "We have seniors, children, disabled, vulnerable women. Do all these people have background checks?" One audience member shouted in response, "Concealed carry." This is Chicago. City College's Chancellor Juan Salgado got his first round of boos when he told the crowd he was, quote, "confident this will go well." That was jeered. Audience members did not believe him. A sizable portion of the crowd, yes, did express their support for the migrants in their community and this plan to open up a city college gym to them. Neighbors walked up and said the fault lies with Republican governors of border states who started the initiative to shepherd asylum seekers to Chicago and other major cities up north. But if you're a sanctuary city, why should that matter? Audience members expressed more cynical comments, too, one noting the expense of providing water to the migrants. Some antagonized each other. A woman inquiring how Chicagoans can help the asylum seekers was met with someone in the crowd yelling at her to, quote, "give them the keys to your house." One person challenged the city's commitment to move the migrants out by August 1st. Of course, college would resume again. Said, where would they go? You agree to house them till August 1 and then what? Turn them back out into the streets? The Tribune reporter says the roots of the humanitarian crisis go back to late last summer when Texas Governor Greg Abbott sent the first busload of migrants north from mainly Central and South America. No, the roots go much deeper than that and much farther back than that. Texas itself dealing with tens of thousands. Tens of thousands of these migrants coming across the border. And Greg Abbott taking up these cities on their assertions they are sanctuary cities. And of course, what we're finding is they're not all that welcoming, are they? Former Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago, the governor of Illinois, derided Abbott's action as a cruel political stunt. Abbott maintains his actions are a cry for help from President Biden and Democrats to fix the crisis at the U.S. border. This is not an isolated incident. If you read the Chicago Tribune, which you don't have to, I do it so you don't, this is happening weekly in which communities, leaders say, I've got an idea, let's house 100 migrants at this gymnasium at a school. And it's happening in New York City, too. And the residents have to rise up and say, we don't want this in our communities. You might say we're a sanctuary city, but did you ask us what we wanted? Very interesting political dynamics happening in some of these major cities across the U.S. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. It's the resource every Michigan business needs to keep up on the fast-changing world of business and help you navigate all those challenges. The Michigan Chamber is here for you. Thousands of members, so they have experience and expertise no matter what you're trying to do. So check out the Michigan Chamber at michamber.com. michamber.com. That's michamber.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.